Okay, so we're starting Chazara on the bottom of Lamed Aleph on the base, the two dots. So that is the statement of the Mishnah. That the last shlab in the Mishnah, the case of Chayvei Prisos, which says they have knas. Or a minhi, but we have a contradiction from the Mishnah Makkos. Elohim Elokin haba alachoso v'alachos aviv v'alachos imo v'alachos ishto v'alachos ishes achi v'alishes achi aviv v'alnida. These are cases where we said there's malchus. So what is the contradiction? The contradiction is the kaimalan the inalokal mashali that we establish. We know the rule is that you cannot get malchus and mamon. So how could we have a mishnah that says you get malchus and the mishnah that says you get knas? Rashi over here says, where do we know this from? No, not Mekinei Rishasso. But Rishachas is Mechayev, Oviyat Mechayev, Shnei Rishayus. If you only give one punishment and one Rishachas, then you're not allowed to give two punishments. So that's every note. So I'm just going to throw this out. I'm going to come back to this, but this is going to be a very big focus of what we're going to be doing, is what is the question of the Gemara going on? Is the question of the Gemara on the Mishnah in Ksuvus, the Mishnah by us, that why is there knas? We don't give Mishnah Malkus. This is there's Malkus. That's one way to learn it. We'll see the Rishonim how they learn different Tosim, how they learn it. The other way to learn it is no. The question is on the Mishnah Malkus. That why is there Malkus in the Mishnah Malkus? If we know there's our Mishnah, that then it really is knas. The question is we'll see different Rishonim other ways. We'll get to Mitzvah. Okay, let me just go a little vayitcher more on the Gemara. So the Gemara says Amar Ula Lo Kasha. So Ula comes, gives an answer. No, this is not a question. We have to understand what this answer is exactly, but it sounds like he's saying that the Mishnah by us is talking about an achosu nara, which has knas, and the Mishnah in Makos is a case of achosu beres, which doesn't have knas, and therefore, because there's no knas, that's why you get Makos. So the seemingly because, we're going to see exactly how Ula's going to learn this, but sounds like Ula's din, that you get mammon over Makos because there is no, is when that the only because in the case there is no knas, there's not going to be any possibility to tashlumin. That's why you could get malchus. But in the absence of that, meaning where there is knas, then there would be no malchus. So, but the Gemara asks further, seemingly Gemara, ha'ika boshes begam. But still, how can you get malchus? There's a knas. There's mamon payments of boshes begam. So the Gemara says bishota. We're talking about a case of shota. So there is no boshes begam.
Are we doris that?
No, that we are.
Oh, sorry. Wait.
That's later on. Exactly. We'll get to that. But there's Sarah.
Jump to God.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a second. But what about there's a payment of Tsar? That's one of the other payments that you have in this case. So, but Mefuta, we're talking about a case of Mefuta where there is no Tsar. Do you see me? Because it's Mochel. There's a Mechila. Hashad das Lahachi. Now, once we're established in the case like this, we're going to start in the cases one. It's a Bogaris. It's a shota, and it's a mafuta. Why do you have to go to the case of the bogaris? Afil te machosinara. You could say the case is even achosinara. Be yesoma and mafuta. And the case is talking about yesoma and mafuta. And as Aaron mentioned, the Rashi over here. Rashi says that the girsa, what's mafuta mafuta? Kevin shakol, Rashi gimer maskol mafuta. Kevin shakol shalah, since everything is going to her, ain kan chiyav mamon. Since it's a case of mafuta, so all the payments that would be going is going to her. So there's no chiyuv. Daha of the midaita. V'achul yachla gaben. The chiyuv mamon is all going to her, and since the chiyuv mamon is going to her, and she's mochel everything, since mafata by definition, she's agreeing to it. Since she is implicit in mechila, that's why there's no payment in this case. And that's, you have to say the case of mafuta, the case of yesoma, the payments are going to her. That's also key. The Yesoma is that the fact that it's not going, she's a Yesoma, therefore it's not going to the father, it's going to her. So since they're all going to her, and she's Mafata, she agrees, therefore she's Mocha, and it's okay. And as Aaron pointed out, Shota lo Garcina. That Shota, we do not have the gear so here. Divikpikachas nami in shum chi mamon the mafuti yesoma. Because Rashi does not have the girsa of the shota in this case over here. It does not have to be a case of shota. Because even if she's a normal pikacha, she's completely cognizant of everything, we will still say there is no chiyuv mamon. So the Rabban points out that he quotes, there is some people who have the girsa. He quotes Rabbi Shul Hanagid, who says there is a girsa that has shota in here. and he's the way he sets up the case is we're talking about a Yisoma Bechaya, or this is Yisoma in the Gemara, we're talking about Yisoma Bechaya Av, meaning that the case was this: she got married, Erison, then she got divorced. So once she gets divorced, she no longer is connected to the father anymore. She now has the ability to marry herself off, so all payments don't go to the father anymore, go to her. So if Yosef Lili says, you're putter from Kenas at that point. So what's the difference? What's the difference really between Rashi and why are they arguing? Why does Rashi say that even without a shota, you don't have to pay, as opposed to Rishmul Nagi, you do have to pay? So it seems to be, we thought, for the Ramban, the difference is whether you could be mochel knas or not. Whether there's an idea of mochel knas. We quoted the Tosfos earlier on Chav Tes and Amud Aleph, which says the machlok is Bavu Yushalmi, whether you can be mochel knas or not. So this needs to be totally on this machlokas Rashi or Binyan Shmuel Nagid. That Rashi says that you don't have to establish a case of Shota. Why don't you establish a case of Shota? Because you can be Mochel Knas. It's all going to her. There's a Din Mechila. I can be Mochel Knas. That's why you're Pater. So even if she's not a Shota, there's no Knas. As opposed to Shmuel Nagid, who says that no, that her being, just the fact that it's going to her, that's not enough. It's a case of Yesoma, it's going to her. That and that by itself wouldn't be enough to Pater. From the Tzara, however, all the payments wouldn't be covered because there's no din in Mechila. She cannot be Mochel the Knas.
Something
Shelo Bali Olam. Because Elam Amad Badin. Exactly. That's because the issue in terms of Mechila, but exactly. The Ramban Sida finishes the Mechila, but we don't have time to go there right now. But that's the difference between Rashi and Shmuel and Nagid in terms of whether you can be mochel or not. Rashi said you can be mochel, therefore you don't need to establish a case of Shota, because she's mochel no matter what. Shmuel and Nagid says that you can't establish the case as Pikachas, it has to be Shota, and that's why there's no Kanas, because if she was Kanas, if it was Pikachas, she was normal, she would not be able to be mochel, and therefore the Kanas would go no matter what.
Why can't we just say it's a Metzias thing, that since she is not really Soma, meaning that she has her father, Yisomu V'chaya Av, therefore the father can still collect the Boshes Begam. But since she was Bishota, that's why we need her Girsa, she's Mochel that Boshes Begam.
No, wait. So, the din is, if it's the Arash and the Skarsha, the Knas goes to her. That's the din.
Even the Boshes Begam?
Oh, no, so that's the Rina Shmuel Nagid, who says that because the father has the ability to Mefagim and slash Mevayasher, therefore goes to him, you're right.
So, and that's why Shota comes home.
That's why Shota comes low and Pati's from the Boshes Begam, exactly.
Wait, Shota doesn't Pati from Knas, does it?
It's from the Boshes Begam. Yeah, you're right, it's from the Boshes Begam. Yeah, Nastasha is the Garsha, the Pati from the Knas, you're right. It's talking about that, I misspoke, yes. It's about the Boshes Begam. The Boshes Begam is coming, that's the question, can you be Pati through that? So, Shmuel Nagid says, you by yourself cannot Pati, your Mechila doesn't help on the Boshes Begam, he's going to the Father. Therefore, it doesn't work. But according to Rashi, seemingly, it would even work even to Pater through even Pater from the father. That's what he wants to say. Okay. So that's just that little tangent. The Rashi, we just pointed out, fine. But okay, so what do we say? What we learn from here, the Gemara continues, Alma we see, Kasavar Ula, Kolechadika, Mamanu Malkus, Mamanu Mashalam Milkullah. We see from Ula's statement over here, we're gonna get more to depth into the Tosafos in this. But for now, we see from Ula's statement that he says the case is kind of chosen kama chosen bogeres. That in general, with their chlal, when you have mamon and malchus, really you should get mamon and not get malchus. We see this from a statement over here. So we're going to get to Tosafos, different sheetahs, and they're showing him how we learn this, but that's Ula. So now, I'm going to go back to Tosafos in terms again. We'll start with Tosafos or Mini, and we're trying to flow. We're going to go a little out of order. Hope everyone stays with me. But we'll try to hopefully make it clear. So this was the bottom line of from Bez or Minhi Elohin Alokin Abala Chosa. I'm starting this for a reason, you'll see. I'll get to it in a second. So the Tosa says, Aresha de Masnisin have Matzal Mifra. He could have asked this question on the Resha the Mishnah, the Resha of our Mishnah. What case? The case of the Kani Abal Mamzeres. Because the case of Mamzeres is in the Mishnah over here and the Mishnah Malkus. By here it says Kenaz, and there it says Malkus. So the same question could have been asked by Mamzeres. That how could you say Gokaim Alon in Lok Mishal and we can't get both? But Mamzeres, we see over there, gets Malkus, and by Yossi gets Knas. How could you get both? So the same question could exist by Mamzeres. So why does it ask over here by these cases of Achoso, by the case of the Chayvei Krisus? Why do we ask questions over here? So Tosfos says, "Hasan diktani laki alav ella natar hachal." Rather, Tosfos gives the answer. Why does it wait till over here? Why does the Gemara wait to ask this question until we get to the Chayv Krisis cases? Because we want to ask from the beginning of the Mishnah over there. I mean, the Mishnah Makos starts off with the case of Achosa, with the case of Chayv Krisis. And then after it brings the case of Chayv Krisis, then it brings the case of Chayv Malkos. I mean, our Mishnah, we know, starts off with Mamzeres, and then later on gets to the Chayv Krisis cases. But the Mishnah Makos is the flip. It starts with Chayv Krisis, and then it goes to Chayv Malkos. So my Rishon says, "Nizit the Hasan the Chayv Eladin Shnuyin Sham the Chayv Eladin are to their Baser Chayv Krisos, but Yitzarach Lahavi Kol Amisha Ad Mamzeres." And if you would have taught, they asked this question on Mamzeres, you would have had to have quoted the entire Mishnah in Makos from the beginning, from the Chayv Krisos all the way to Mamzeres. And because we want to be short, concise in our teaching, so therefore we want to go and teach the case of the Chayv Krisos cases. So again, I start off with the question, what's the question of the Gemara asking on? Which Mishnah are we asking on? So Pnei Yeshua, from this Tosos right here, he wants to be Medayik. That why does the Pnei Yeshua, why do we have to say that, why, who cares? What's better about going to Mishnah Makkos over Mishnah by us? Why do we have, meaning, why are we, we rather go Mishnah by over there and say, since we start over there with Chayv Krisis, we'll go by over there. Why don't we start with what goes earlier in our Mishnah? That must be that this Balei Tosfos is going on record, must assume that the question of the Gemara is on the Mishnah Makkos. The whole question itself is asked on the Mishnah Makkos, that why is there Malkos over there? And because that's the question of Gemara, that's why we focus on, that's why we want to bring, oh, what's for focus on Mishnah Makkos? That's the question. So we want to start off with what comes first in that Mishnah. That's what Pnei Yeshua is. And therefore, he's arguing the next dosage, which we'll get to soon, and is going to be in a town later on. We'll get to the Shitas. Yeah? Pnei Yeshua is saying that from the... Why do we care that to go... To wait... That we want to go with the Mishnah Makkos, which it starts off over there first. We have what's over... It starts off with the beginning of the Chayv Krisis cases, and later on goes to the Chayv Malkos cases. So the question is, what's better about the Mishnah Makkos? We want to start with what goes first over there than over here. Over here, it starts with Chayvi Lava, it starts with Mamzeres. So what's better about going by Makkos than going by over here, than by us? So Pnei Yeshua wants to say that this Tosfos is saying it's better over there, because that's the whole question. The question of the Gemara is on this Mishnah Makkos. That's the whole focus of the Gemara. Everything clear?
Clear.
Great. Yeah?
Yeah. There is an advantage of asking for Makkos, because... You only, like Tosfos says, you only have to go to the beginning. So
Exactly. Rav Adler pointed out that you didn't think the Pnei Yeshua was a moment to yuck, and he said exactly for that reason. The Mishnah wants to be so concise. You want to be as concise as possible. You don't have to list as much as we can. Because again, in our Mishnah, we're dealing with Osa Sugya. We're up, what we're going to do in the Mishnah, we're up to Chayv Krisis. We don't have to go with all the cases from starting with Mamzeres, all the cases up until Mishnah Ksuvus, because we're involved in it. We know what we're up to right now. We don't need it. We know the Mishnah.
Okay, so that's the advantage. So why is the Pnei Yeshua being...
I see, he learned differently. I'm saying, we thought that was Pnei Yeshua's deacon in this Tosfos. We didn't say you don't have to go that far. We thought, like you were saying, that in Achinami, you don't have to say that far. Yeah?
Can you read the Pnei Yeshua one more time?
The Pnei Yeshua is saying that Chayvei, that... What's better to ask from the Mishnah in Makkos? What's better to state to quote all the cases that go by what's first in Makkos versus what's first in Ksuvos? First in Ksuvos, what's the first case? Mamzeres. First in Makkos is Chayv Krisis. So we go based off the case of the Mishnah in Makkos, Chayv Krisis, versus the case of Mamzeres in our Mishnah. So why this Mishnah over this Mishnah? Why Makkos is better than Ksuvos? So the Pnei wants to say that the whole Gemara's question, what's the Gemara's question on? Is the Gemara asking that Kaimalan Analok Mashalim? You can't get both. So the question is, what's the problem? What's the ikker? What is the main din? And what's the problematic Mishnah? So Pnei Yeshua wants to connect from this Tosfos that the real din we know for our Mishnah. The din is Knas. We know you get Knas. The question is the Mishnah Makkos. How can the Mishnah Makkos say you get Malkos? So why did we start? Why did we bring up Chayv Krisis? Because the whole question, the focus we're asking on it, is not our Mishnah. It's on the Mishnah of Malkos. Why do you get Malkos? Why do you get Malkos in that Mishnah? You should get Knas. So since we're asking on that Mishnah, that's why we start off. That's why we quote what's first in that Mishnah. That's the focus. Okay, that's this Tosfos. Now we're going to go another layer into this issue with the next Tosfos. The Kaimala Dina Loka Mishale. So nearly, the Lo Parech Amasnisa Dahas. And we're not asking from the Mishnah over there in Makos. So he's going the opposite. Pnei Yeshua says that the previous Tosfos said the questions on Mishnah Makos. He says the Mishnah is going on the Mishnah, the questions on the Mishnah in Ksubas. Now, my loke, why do you get Malkus? The Pshita. That's obvious you get Malkus in the Mishnah over there. The Mishkach Slay Malkus below Knas, Kigon, Bogarsha, Bafuta, Obaula. There are many cases which you could find, you establish a case in Malkus where there is Malkus. It's easy to find Malkus by this scenario over here without there being Knas. The question is, how could you find Knas without Malkus? That's the question we're trying to figure out. It's on our Mishnah. Amasnisin Kasha, we're asking like. We're asking based off our Mishnah. And what is the question? Oh, so this is important. Amai Mishalin Knas came in the Ika Malkus. So why are you paying Knas if there's Malkus? Vafilu below Asrube. And even let's say there's no Hasra. Matzin Lamimar the Saka Daitaf the Macha the Chavi Malkus Shogigim Batur Minatashlomen. So we will see. The Macha is assuming. What is the Macha's question? Is assumption in his question? He's assuming that even without Asra, you should not pay Knas, because the Havmina is that we go like Rish Lakish, the Madamru says that Chayvi Malkus Shogigin patters from Knas. That's the Havmina question. So how could we get Malkus in the Mishnah by us? How could you Knas by us if there is, we see from the Mishnah of Malkus there is a Chi of Malkus. So even if, let's say, you don't even get the Malkus, even there's low Asrupay, no Hasra, just the fact there's a Chi of Malkus, that's a Pater from Knas. So why in our Mishnah is there Knas? That's the question. That's how the Tosfos of here, the Re, is explaining the question of our Gemara. So Mishani Ula, so Ula comes and answers. What's the end? Masnisan Afilu Basrupay, Bo. That the question, that our Mishnah is even talking about a case where there is Hasra, and what's the end? Mamona Mashali Malalaki. That you can forget about what you're saying. Your assumption, Maksha, your assumption is wrong. You assume that if there's no Hasra, there should be no Knas because Malkus Pater's Knas. Kamdula says no, it's the exact opposite. Malkus is not Pater Knas. Really, you get Mamon and not Malkus. It's the exact opposite.
Even when there's Hasra.
Even when there's Hasra, exactly. Rabbi Yochanan Meshani, Rabbi Yochanan answers the Mari below Asrubay. Rabbi Yochanan's answer is no. That the difference, that the mission over there in by us is there's no Hasra. And oh, what about the Ksvar of the Maksha? The Maksha asked, oh, you see, even without Hasra, there should be because Chavi Malka Shogin. So we say Ryokhan's going according to his own reasoning. That what does he say? To Islay the Chavi Malka Shogin, the Chavi Tashlumen. That he holds in general, Chavi Malka Shogin does not Pater Knas, does not Pater Mamon. So that's why, very simply, there's Knas, because. Because in general, we know, even if there's a Chi of Malkus that does not pater Mamon, so since you're not getting our Mishnah, he's established our Mishnah as Lo Asurbe, there is no Malkus, therefore that's why there's going to be Knas. Because even a Chi of Malkus, just the fact that you're not getting Malkus, and the Chi of Malkus doesn't pater, Chi of Malkus, just the Chi of Malkus does not pater Knas, so since there's no Malkus going on here, there will be Knas. That is how the question answer according to the Re. The big kasha which the Marsha asks, and the problem very simply is, according to Ula, well, how did he explain the answer of Ula? That the question was, what was the question? The question was that we hold, you get Malkus, and you shouldn't get Mamon, because Chayvi Malkus Shogigin Pater's Knas. You should get Malkus and not Mamon. So comes Ula and says, no, really, you get Mamon and not Malkus. But, so what? So the question is, how does Ula answer that? Meaning, seemingly Ula's Iker answer is Chaser Ben HaSefer. It's not here. Because what should Ula's response really be? Or what is Ula's Amar Ula? Lo Kasha Kam Bachoso Nar Kam Bachoso Bulgaris. That here we're talking about by Nar over there, we're talking about Bulgaris. Did we ever have a Havmina that we're not talking about Nar over here? Of course we always talk about Nara. What's the answer? The answer is no. Even though we're talking about Nara, we hold really that in general Mamon, you get Mamon over Malkus. So that's what Ula should have said. If the question was based off the Mishnah in Malkus, So it makes sense. What's the Mishnah Makos? What's the answer? Why is the Mishnah Makos get Malkus? It's because we're talking about Bogeris. But since the question we're saying is on our Mishnah, the whole question of the Machshir is on our Mishnah, and that why do you get Knas? So the answer is, because we're talking about by Nara. And there's Knas by Nara. We always knew that. What I mean, that answer of Khan Ba'achos or Nara is not an answer to the question. What does he solve for that? What does he solve those words? Those words haven't answered the question. If the world, what should have he said? He should have said that, no, he argues on the premise of the Maksha that you get Malkus over Mammon, because he says you get Mammon over Malkus. He doesn't say that. He says, Khan Ba'achos or Nara. So that's the Marsha's question. So we gave a possible teretz lefi the Shita. And the Shita says that no, Ula himself wasn't necessarily answering directly the question of the Maksha. The Maksha asked a question, and then we'll say Rabbi Yochanan came in. Rabbi Yochanan came and said, Khan Asra Khan Lo Asra. So comes Ula seeing Rabbi Yochanan. He sees Rabbi Yochanan says, this is Basra, this is Lo Asra. So comes Ula and says, no, Rabbi Yochanan, you're wrong. You could even talk about whether they could both be Asra or Asra. It doesn't make a difference with Asra. Asra is irrelevant. It's solely based off my bad. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the cases, both cases are talking about Achoso and Nara. And the difference is Nara versus Asra versus Asra. So comes Ula and says, no, that can't be Asra. Asra is not a good chilek. The chilek would have to be versus Nara versus Bogeris. So granted, Ula himself is not directly addressing the question, because the question is not about... The question is on our Mishnah, why is there Knas? So answer close to Nara is not really an answer. But he's responding to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, no, really, we're talking about across the board on close to Nara, so that's when his answer is really, it's responding to Rabbi Yochanan. So that could be how we were explaining... That could be how we can explain this Rechit to the Re, how it makes... How Ula's even doing anything.
Say that one more time, that Ula's what?
That meaning
Ula's response
to this seeming question is not a response. Exactly. The question was, why is it Knas? Achos or Nara? Cheetah. Of course we know we're talking about Nara. We know we're talking about Nara. The Mishnah says Nara, either Naras. So what Ula was coming to do was coming to respond to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, we're talking both cases are Nara. Kan Asrube, Kan Lo Asrube. So Ula's real response is, no, Rabbi Yochanan, you're wrong. You can't establish the case is both Nara, because then there'd be no difference. Because whether the Asar, whether the Asrba, they'd both be Knas in that case. Because he holds, Mona Mashal Bekulalaki. So must be, what is he doing? He says, you're wrong, Rabbi Yochanan, no, you can't establish Chilik is Asar versus Asrba. So the Chilik would have to be Nara versus Bogeres.
So Nara just doesn't get Makos? Why not?
What? Because the general Mamona Mashalam of Golaki. That's the Shita. You get Mamon over Malkus.
But if his Shita is Mamona Mashalam of Golaki, so then it wasn't a question in the first place. The reason why that is an answer, then.
I mean, it is, but he doesn't say those words. Again, our question was how does his words, Kamba Chosanar, answer the question which was asked?
Did we know he held Mamona Mashalam of Golaki before this?
Before this?
Because then it's not a question. The reason it is an answer then.
What? I don't know before this. I mean, the thing is, where do you see in those words, Kan Ba'achosu Nara, that he holds in general, Mona Mashal Nukulalaki?
I mean, he doesn't.
That's the point. Meaning the Gemara saw this somewhere, but we know the Gemara says time along. We see from this statement that he holds that. But the thing, if the whole question was, we're assuming... The question was based off, we don't say that, so that should have been his response. He doesn't answer his question. So we're saying, Ula's response is not geared toward the Maksha, towards that question. Ula's response was geared towards Rabbi Yochanan, you're wrong. So he doesn't necessarily have to spell out his Shita, even though his Shita is what it is. It is Mamon HaShalom, you get Mamon and not Malkus. But he doesn't need to say those words out, because he's not speaking to the Maksha, he's speaking to Rabbi Yochanan.
Right. You said quotes Ula before Rabbi Yochanan.
Yes, that's sure. Oh,
that's doctor.
Yeah, that's very true. That's yeah. Let me see this. Okay. Good. So, is everyone sort of clear? That's confusing. Okay. Try my best. You ask me after any questions later on. Okay. Yeah, give me. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to skip because the next Tosfos is a little bit of a different issue. We'll get back to the next Tosfos. I'm going to skip to the Tosfos Alma Kasavar Ula because this is related to this issue in terms of the question. Is the question of going on the Mishnah in Makos or is it going on the Mishnah in Sunnis? So Tosfos, so just what we were just talking about, what's the question? The question of the Gemara, the answer, well, we see from Ula's statement, Kana Chosana Kam Chosavar Geras, right? That what? Alma Kasavar Ula. That from this statement of Ula, we know in any, everywhere, in general, when you have two chiyuvim, when you have mamon, you have malchus. So the general din is you get mamon and not malchus. That's the general din. So Tosfos asks a question. V'im tomar minale lahashas. Where does the Gemara know this? Dilma ba'alma saver milka laki mamono lo mashali. Maybe in general, Ula holds you get malchus and not mamon. Why did the Gali cry? Maybe only over here we know Ula would say you get Mamon and not Malkus, because there's a specific pasuk which says you get Knas over here by these women. Like we said earlier, we have a specific reboy in the pasuk that says in the pasuk Nara Nara Hanara three times. One's Chayvi Krisus, one's for Tasmo, one's for Chayvi Laven, and one's for Chayvi Krisus. So that's how we know. That's where we know. Ula knows you get Mamon and not Malkus. But just because he says over here you get Knas and not Malkus, how can you learn that to everywhere else? The Gemara's assumption is from here we learn to everywhere else you get Mamon and not Malkus. But maybe that's, he says this statement over here specifically because there's a pasuk. Where do you know this everywhere else? That's the question of Tosfos. There? Okay. So Tosfos first brings Rabbeinu's Tam, but he does not like Rabbeinu's Tam's chat. The in lomar kemosh peish Rabbeinu Tam. Don't explain like Rabbeinu Tam says. The east svirle de ba'alma milkalaki velo meshalim havele kume mastisa de makos nami bachosanara uve hesrubo. Mastisa de belshalo hesrubo. You can't say that Ula holds in general you get Malkus and not Mamon. Why? Because if he did, then basically what we're coming out is Ula could have said the answer like Rabbi Yochanan. That if he held in general the din was you get Malkus and not Mamon, so you could, Ula could have answered that the case, the Mishnah in Malkus is where there is Hasra. Since there's Hasra, there's Malkus, and you get Malkus over Mamon, because that's the general cloud. And our Mishnah where there's low Hasra, there's no Hasra, and therefore you're getting Mamon over Malkus. And that would have been an answer. The fact that Ula doesn't give that answer, and he goes, Kama Chos and not Kama Chos about Geras, must be, why does he not like Rabbi Yochanan's answer? It is because he holds, in general, Mamon and Mashallah Milko Balaki. Okay? That's why he says, that's Rabbi Tam's shot. But Tosfos doesn't like this. Elevale Sever Deba'al Mamon and Mashallah, oh no, this is the Rabbi Tam. Rather, must be, he holds in general, Mamon and Mashallah Velo Laki. You have to pay, you don't get Malkus. That's why he doesn't go to Rabbi Yochanan. Ulahaki lo ma have mati lukum masnisa de makos bachosu nara. And for this reason, we don't need to establish the Mishnah of Nara.
He wouldn't have established the Mishnah of Makos as a case of Nara, which he does kasha.
What do you mean? Okay, fine. So, yes, you wouldn't have to establish that. Exactly. Good. I'm sorry. Stand out there. So, he said, the end of DX. So, but this is his rejection. This is the Tosfos' rejection of Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't like this. Why? Because the reason he says you get. The reason why he doesn't use the answer of Kamba Asrubay, Kamba Lo Asrubay. The Ula Sabra like Rabbi Yesh Lakish, because you could say that Ula holds like Rish Lakish. The Lo Bai Lashnui Kan Lesruba Kan Lo Esruba. You don't need to make a distinction between Hasrab and Lo Esruba, because Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rish Lakish hold? Rish Lakish holds even Bechayvi Malkus Shogigin, even where you're not getting actual Malkus, but there's a Chi of Malkus, that would still Pater from Knas. So that would be the reason why, so even Lo Esruba would be Chayv Malkus. I mean, would not get knas, my bad. Even Lo Asrubay would not get knas. So you couldn't, so that could be the reason why Ula would not have made the distinction between our mission and theirs being Asur Bay versus Lo Asur Bay, because that would have been the distinction. Because even Lo Asur Bay, you want to, what would be the din? Asur Bay would be the mission of Malkus. That's why you get Malkus. Lo Asur Bay is our mission, or therefore that's why you get Knas. But if he's holding like Rish Lakish, and there you'd be Pater from Knas, therefore that you couldn't have established the mission there because there would be no Knas. Our mission would be no Knas, since there's would be Pater through the Chi of Malkus. So that's why he.
But what about the fact that he says Khan Shechos and Arkan Shechos of Bulgaris? So even if he might be holding like Rish Lakish, it doesn't really fit into what he's saying, the Chilik within the Shas.
No, but okay, Verbina Tam's whole Raya as to why he holds in general Mamona Mashal Makalaki is because he doesn't use the Chilik of Asur Bay to Asur Bay.
Right, okay.
So the answer to that is that's not a Raya, because maybe he says it, doesn't say because in general
maybe
he holds
generally
that.
Generally because he holds like Rish Lakish.
Exactly, it's because he holds like Rish Lakish. That's why he doesn't use that. It's not a good Chilik.
Right, okay.
And therefore, it's not that's not a riot, the fact that you hold in general Mona Shalom Akolaki. There you go. Kedamina, like, most exact. Kedamina, like, come on, see that around. The in Chilik, the day, the Isle, the Chavi, Malka, Shogim, Peturim, and Atashlum, Ben Asra, Ben Asra, Ben. Because there's no distinction between Asra versus Lo Asra in terms of Rish Lakish. In terms of Rish Lakish, either way, there's no Knas. So therefore, that couldn't be the Imar Bina the Knas Mikroa Lo Asur Bay. Who would the Asur Bay? So if the pasuk applied by Lo Asur Bay, then the same thing don't apply by Asur Bay, since Rish Lakish says there's no difference. So then and again, we're left with that araya as to why do we say in general he Ula holds you get Mamon and not Malkus. Maybe over here, since Rish Lakish, there's no distinction between Lo Asur Bay versus Asur Bay. That's why you get Knas. But everywhere else, you wouldn't be no araya. So Veneer Lari, three gives his own shot. Actually, before I get to the Ri, Tosa Rush explains the Rabbeinu Tam differently. Tosa Rush says that he does actually accept the Rabbeinu Tam, and he doesn't reject it, like our Tosa does. He says Rabbeinu Tam, that when does Rabbeinu Tam, when does the Din of Rish Lakish apply? The Din of Rish Lakish would only be The din of Rish Lakish would not apply across the board. It would not apply always. You would need the pasuk specifically to Lo Asur Bay to teach you this knas. Because the Chayvei Malkus, just because you have a din of Rish Lakish, Chayvei Malkus Shogun, does not necessarily mean you're going to get your pasuk from knas by Lo Asur Bay. So what's the difference? What exactly is the Nekusa Machlokas, Tosos Arash, and Arbit, and our Tosos?
Whether or not the Gully Krupp potters.
Whether or not the Gully Krupp potters?
Meaning?
No, you mechayev you mean. The Gully Krupp mechayev you knas.
Well, if there's hasra, then it wouldn't mechayev you knas.
So, I think, yeah, meaning, so what are you really, I think you're saying that, how expansive do we view the din of Rish Lakish? I mean, Rish Lakish is din. What he says, he's mechayev you malkus shogigin. By case of shogig, where you're not getting malkus, that's where you're going to say, that pater's knas. But the question is, does that apply to Lo Asur Bay? So according to Tosfos Rush, no. That wouldn't necessarily, that din itself wouldn't apply by Lo Asur Bay. So therefore, the Kra would need specifically for Lo Asur Bay. Because the din of Rish Lakish wouldn't necessarily tell you that is going on that case. So we'll be going on Lo Asur Bay, but Asur Bay you wouldn't know. So therefore, that's why you need the Lima B'chol Makom. As opposed to our Tosfos would be that no. The cloud of Rish Lakish applies to Plonus Bar. Bain Ba Asur Bay, Bain Below Asur Bay. Whether it's Asur or Lo Asur Ba, Rish Lakish, meaning, Shogeg is more expansive. Shogeg does not necessarily mean Mamash Shogeg cases. It could be even Lo Asur, where there's no Hasra. We would apply the cloud of Rish Lakish that you would not canas. So if then we apply the Reba Krah to Lo Asur Bay, and since Rish Lakish doesn't make it is expansive, he applies it across the board. So there'd be no difference than Lo Asur Bay versus Asur Bay. It would apply, the din of Gully Krupp would apply everywhere. It's only the Theotosa Rush, who's a very limited view of Chayvei Malkus Shogigin, do we say the Reboy Krupp would then only go on Lo Asur Bay. Would only go over here. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam would have been a good answer, according to Tosa Rush. I don't know if I really got that.
Very clear.
Oh, yes, clear?
Oh, awesome. Very clear.
Great. Okay, fine. We gotta move back to Tosa, sorry. So the reed shot, that's one shot. Now we have the reed shot. Vanilla reed, al korchuk sevirle, mona mashal mukulalaki. That really, the reed says, no, I have a different reason why you hold mona mashal mukulalaki. The ravina mechad kroa chaybi lavin lechad chaybi krisis. We know the Gemara earlier. We have one pasuk going on chayve krisus. One that we have three words. Nara nara hanara. One we say is used latmo for the normal case that you get knas, a regular woman. One is used for chayve lavin, and one is used for chayve krisus. So he says that's how we know in general ulah mona mashal milkalaki. Why? To even alma milkalaki means if in general ulah held, you get malchus and not mamon. Maybe we would think you would need one pasuk, one nara, for chayve asay, and one for chayve lavin. Meaning, because if we hold in general you get malchus and you don't get mamon, so then chayve lavin and chayve asay are two separate categories now. Because you would think chayve lavin, that you would think chayve asay you get knas, because there's no chayve, there's nothing going against, there's no lav to go against it. So that's why asay, you have a pasuk for asay, that verse for asay. But that wouldn't, you can't group that in the same category as chayve lavin, because where there is malchus, exactly, chayve lavin, that's the step, because chayve lavin in general, you get malchus and not mamon. So you need a civic pasuk specifically for chayve lavin to teach you, even though in general you get malchus, here's different. So that's where you need a separate pasuk, because chayve lavin are different than chayve asay now. Because the one has malchus, one doesn't have malchus. So therefore, must be, therefore there'd be no pasuk left for chayve krisus. That's the point. The point is that if we say it's true, there's no pasuk left for chayve krisus, so there'd be no knas, according to what we're saying. Okay. So how do then you know chayve krisus knas? So must be the no. What we're saying is not true. So it must be in general, we hold malchus and mamon, you get mamon in general. So therefore, since you get mamon in general, there's no difference between chayve lav and chayve asay. There's nothing better about chayve lavin over chayve asay, so you can put them in with one riboy. These both of them, the din would be you get mamon over whatever isra asay are over, and you get mamon over the malchus. There's no chiluk between them.
You said krisus.
And the other pasuk is for krisus, exactly. And the pasuk, the other riboy is being used for chayve krisus. So the fact that we see the other riboy is going for chayve krisus must be because in general he holds mamono meshala milkalalaki. Just as the Torah says, "Abba Chayve Krisus Lo Mishun." If we Lo Mishun the Beinan Ish Yishmavaya Gedurbanan Damer Kedushin Tosin Bechayve Lavin, and he's saying that if you were to, it was going back with the initial assumption that if you hold in general Malchus, you get Malchus and not Mamon, so then you need a civic reboy for Chayve Lavin, and you could not have used another reboy for Lavin as Krisus. You couldn't have used the same reboy for both, because Krisus is more chomer than Malchus in that Chayve Krisus did not have Krisus Kedushin. There is no havaya by chayve krisus, as opposed to chayve lavin, like the rabbanon, where there is tefisah kedushin. So you would not have been able to compare the two. So you'd have to separate, and you would learn one pasuk from chayve lavin, and one pasuk from chayve krisus. So because we need to differentiate the two, therefore it must be in general mamon mashal mekulak. Yes.
Is there a reason why he doesn't say that? The one that would be left out is chayve
kedushin. That's the most chomor. I mean, we have to use
bigger
chiddush,
and you want to learn the smaller chiddushin first.
Exactly.
Why would we suddenly distinguish between chayve asay and chayve lavin for going malchus over mamon?
Because
chayve asay is no malchus.
Exactly. Chayve asay is there's no malchus associated with it, right? There's just an isra asay. So if there's an isra asay, so the pasuk comes tells you get mamon over that isra asay wherever you're over. Or I mean, they don't really get any punishment. I don't know if they're any punishment really, but whatever it is, you get mamon instead of whatever you're getting. But the point is, there's no malchus.
But
if we're doing the chayve lavin where there is malchus, so just because you have a pasuk for chayve asay which says you get malchus, you get mamon over whatever chayve asay iser there is no real other iser, that wouldn't tell you anything about chayve malchus. Because chayve malchus by chayve lavin, that has an additional factor of getting a malchus. So you need a different, you can't use the same root because they're different statuses.
So if we're saying mamon over malchus generally, why? You don't need a specific root to tell me chayve asay, because we know from the beginning those are getting just mamon.
No, you do need a separate root.
If we're saying mamon over malchus over mamon.
Yes.
But the Messias, we say mamon over malchus, so you don't need.
Because then there's nothing special. Exactly. No, because they're both chayve asay and chayve lavin in the same category. There's nothing difference between them anymore. I mean, if you assume
we're saying generally mamon,
if you say general mamon, there's no difference between malchus and asay. They're both us. They're both. There's nothing, no difference between the two. They're both us. They're both over asay.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that one's getting a malchus, there's no malchus. There's no nothing between the two. only if you hold in general, if you say you get malchus over mamon, would you need a different riboy chayvei lavin because you're getting something much greater. You get malchus, which general does have an effect. Generally, you malchus does beat mamon, so you need something special for chayvei lavin because that has the malchus, which normally would have beaten knas, which normally would have beaten mamon. Here's different.
For even if you're going mamon over malchus, a chayvei lavin is still getting malchus.
Yeah, but that's saying in general you get mamon.
Anything special, it would be
because in general you get mamon over malchus.
Yeah.
So that whatever problem exists, you would think to not have knas by chayvei asei exists as much as a chayvei lavin.
Because of the ripo, you're part of the malchus.
Exactly. Okay. That's Tosfos. Okay.
So based on your mahalik.
Based on what I said,
Tosos also saying the kasha is on.
Oh, so that I think that's what Tosos Yeshanim. That's what I was getting to. The Tosos Yeshanim is, I think, seemingly going based off there being a tam, which we mentioned initially, the first sheet that we brought down. Tosos Yeshanim says, "Let's read it exactly quickly." Near ifchat the masnisa lo kasha le had mishalim. That really appears the opposite. That really the kasha is not like our Tosos the Re says that's on the Mishnah in. By us, by Ksuvah, it's really the Kashas and the Mishnah in Makos. Why? Why are Mishnah not Kasha? Ha, the Mishalim, the Ha, Rabbi Kra. Chayvei Lavin, the Krisis, the Mishalim. Because we have a specific pasuk which says you get Mamon over Malkus by our Mishnah over here. You don't need it. The question that can never have been on our Mishnah, how can you get Knas? How do we get Knas? It's simple. There's Tzukim. That's how we know there's Knas in our Mishnah. So the question had to have been based off the Mishnah in Makos.
See the same thing. There's psukim that we know you get for lav, and you get.
No, the question, but how do you know you get it over mamon? I mean, we know there's psukim which says you get mamon over the chayvei lav and chayvei. We know there's lav and malchus. The malchus associated with those women. The question is, how do we know that those women by malchus also get knas? I mean, that's the question. Really.
The Rishonim, ella hahi masnisa kashalei. Amai loket. So the question is on the mouth. Why do you get malchus? The mashmalay. The iri hasan bin nara. So the assumption is we're talking about nara by the case of the mission of Makos. Juma the masnisa like our mishnah. So that's why. The way you say this should that's Tosfos Yeshanim, based off the kasha the Tosfos begins with of a year. That's why he would understand the mishnah. That the question is going on the mishnah in Makos and not on our mishnah. So that's why I think. We said that was Lefi Rebbeinu Tam's Shita because he says Umihu Ikala Meimar the Parach Hamasnisen on our Mishnah my Mishnah Mechayvei Krisus like the Re explains. I mean the Re at the end of this Tosfos over here. And the question is on our Mishnah because the Mishnah in Malkus because you would have thought if the din in general was Malkus over Mammon, you would not have known that there's knas in our Mishnah, right? That's the assumption. The assumption, if we in a loka mishalim, you get malchus over mamon. So how will we know in our Mishnah you get knas? The rebuyim were needed for chayvei lavin chayvei asei. So according to the re lishitasa, it makes sense. The re lishitasa, the risha by on Tosfos, the Kaim Alon, says the question's on the Mishnah in by us in Ksuvas. That's why he gives the answer. The answer over here is based on the answer to the question of. That how do we know from his statement that Ula general holds everywhere else you get Mamon and Malkus? It works for both. That the reason is because in general, because by our case you would not have known you get Knas. How do you hold Malkus over Mamon? Because you would have thought you would not get because the Ribuim would be needed for your other thing. Rechayvei Asei, Rechayvei Lavin. Clear? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that is for the last. That completes that point in terms of this. That's all the ideas in terms of what's the question on the Mishnah. Our Mishnah versus the question on the Mishnah in Makos. Okay, so once we're on this, we're going to deal very quickly. I think I'm not going to read inside. I'll say that very quickly outside. The Tosfos Yeshanim quotes another shot of Anatam on this issue, that the same question, that why do you get, why do we say there's Knas? Why do you say there's cannot? How do we learn from here that Ula holds in general you get Mamon over Malkus? Maybe here's different because you have a reboy, Nara Nara Hanara. Same question. So Rabbeinu Tam's answer is that no. Your question is wrong. Your assumption is wrong. Your assumption is from the statement of Ula, Kamachos and Nara, Kamachos of Geres, That's where you come, you get your answer by Knas in general. From Knas, we learn that everywhere else that Mamona Shalman Kulaki. That's wrong. Really, where is it from? It's coming from the case, it's from the question of Ika Boshu Bega. The question the Gemara asks, there's boshes of the Gam. By the case of the Mishnah Makos, how could you say you get Malkos, there's Mamon over here?
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara answer, talking about Beshota, where there is no boshes of the Gam. So the Rabbi Natan says, why is it to say we're talking about a Shota? Why can it say that in general the din is you get Malkos over Mamon? And you don't have to worry about the whole Reboy Krah, Nanahanar, because none of that applied to boshes of the Gam. So must be, what's the din? Must be because in general we hold Mona Mishal Nukulaki. Because if it was the opposite, that would have been the answer. You don't have to say the case is Shota to say where there's no bush of the Gam. Say the case in general, you can't get both Mamon and Malkus.
So who did that?
I mean, if the general we held, you get Malkus over Mamon, you get Malkus over the bush of the Gam over here. So that could have been the answer. The Gemara asked that. How could we say the Mishnah Malkus? We said Kabachos and Ayan Kabachos Bogeris. That the Mishnah Malkus, you get Malkus because we're talking about Bogeris. Right? And therefore, there's no Mamon. There's only Malkus. The Gemara asks, but there is a Mamon also of Bosh of the Gam. So how can you get Malkus?
Okay.
So what could the Gemara answer? Lokavina Misham. You could hold in general, you get Malkus over Mamon. Right?
Okay.
And that's why you get Malkus and not the Bush of the Yom payments.
For the fact
that didn't answer that, the answer is Shota.
Shows
exactly you get Mammon over Malkus. That should be in the time. Okay?
Beautiful.
So we have four kashas. Back to Pesach. Four kashas. So, first kasha he has is, first of all, I understand. When the Gemara is asking the question, Kamachos and that, Ha'ika Bush of the Yom, Gemara's answer, Beshota. That's not Rukut, that's not Ula speaking. That's the Gemara speaking. The Gemara says, the Gemara is the one saying, we see it at Shota. That's the answer. That's not Ula. You can't even dike that, we see from the fact that Ula gives the answers of Shota and not, doesn't say in general, the answer is in general, you get Malkus over Mamon, shows Ula holds in general. Ula's not speaking here. The Gemara is saying this. Ula's statement, the only thing we have from Ula is Ula, Kamachos and Kamachos Bagares. This further, these ukintas we have to make in terms, that's the Gemara speaking, not Ula himself.
So the mind, what Ula would have said.
We said that. That maybe what Ula says, that's one response we gave, that this is, had Ula speaking, he would have been. Based off that could have been. But that was, that's number question number one of the Tosos. Why doesn't Light Rebbe Tom? Question number two. So in general, if, according to what we're saying is correct, the initial question Tosos starts off with is, how do we know from Ula that in general Yod Mono Shalom Mikolaki? Knas is different because Knas has a specific pasuk. You can't learn it from Knas, right? That's the assumption. So Rabbeinu Tam says you're right. We're not learning from Knas. We're learning from Bosh the Gam. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, what comes out of the Maskara? The Maskara of the Gemara says that how do we know in general Ula hold Mamona Mishalom Mikolaki? He learns that from Zerah Shabbat Tachas. That's how we know in general you get Mamon and not Malkus. But what's Tachas talking about? What Chiv is talking about? It's talking about a Chiv Knas over there. And so if it's talking about a Chiv Knas, I thought we don't need the Sivik Reba. We don't need a Pusik. We don't need a Limud from Knas. We know Knas has, there you get Knas and don't get Malkus. We know that from the fact of Nara Nahana, or we have a Gila Kra. That's what Tosa's question was based off of. That you don't need, that you can't learn in general Mamona Mashal Mikolaki from Knas, because that's the pasuk. So the answer to Maskara, we say, learn Tachas Tachas. But what if we answer? That by Knas. And Knas, we already know. You have to learn that from Nara Nara. How do we learn out from Tachas, from Knas, to everywhere else? That's different. We have Nara Nara now.
It's the same problem as not can't learn out Nara, you can't learn.
Exactly. But the problem, it's Stavka on Rabbeinu Tam, who learned on Bosh of the Gam. That on Kanasi and Akinami, you're correct, that was never the question of the Gemara. The answer, we never knew from Ula that we learned in general Mona Mashal Makulaki. That's why the question Stavka on Rabbeinu Tam, because he answers based on Bosh of the Gam. Okay. The third question. Oh my god, it's not time. Okay, so third question quickly is. That we learn
from
Boshes Begam. Why don't we learn? Why don't we learn Boshes Begam for Knas? I mean, if we have a Reboy of Knas, yeah, not Hana. We know Knas. You get Mamun and Amal. So why don't we learn Boshes Begam from Knas? And if you want to say we can't learn that from Knas directly, so why don't we learn that from the combination from Tzara Shove of Knas of
Edim
Zomimin and a Chol V'Chavera? Exactly. So we'll learn from the three of them. But, that's the third question. And the fourth question is that Boshes Begam. I mean, if the whole question is going Boshes Begam, then what's the Gemara's Pirch? The Gemara asks that, oh, how do we know the general? How do we know where we know this from? We know from Chol V'Chavera. Which other from Chol V'Chavera we know this from? So the problem is we had a Pirch on Chol V'Echo. How can we say Chol V'Chavera is different? Because Chamisha Dvar. That's why there's Mamun Malkus. But if we're trying to learn out Boshes Begam from Chol V'Chavero, teaches Mamun Malkus, we say, no, you can't learn out from Chol V'Chavero. Because Chol V'Chavero is Chamisha Dvarim, but Boshes Begam is one of the Chamisha Dvarim. That is one of the payments of Chovel. Atu Boshes Lav Chovelu, that is payments of Chavala. So how could you say that we can't learn out the case of Ones, of our Mishnah, from the din of Chovel, because Chovel is a Chumra of Chamisha Dvarim? Ones also has that chumrah. It has Tashlumi Chavala. It has Boshes Begam. And we know it doesn't necessarily have to be off all five. You don't have to always pay five payments by Chavala. There's sometimes you only pay some of them. And it has that chumrah as well. So the Riva answered that maybe this last question is such a question that maybe it was only asking based off the assumption that we get only in the cases where you get all five payments of Chavala. That where you have the potential for all five payments of Chavala, that's where we'll say it. But in general, we won't say that's true. But he says at the end of the day, he's like the Ikrip shot. Wow. So, question is, should I try going back to the Tosos in Lokum Mishalim, or should we call it here? We have 5 minutes. Anybody wants to leave? I guess I'll try doing it very quickly, I guess outside. I'll have to read it all inside. Or, is it done?
No, let's try.
Can we try tomorrow?
Alright, so maybe we'll try tomorrow, see. You have ever done what? Maybe we'll start, we'll start from here. And oh, but maybe I'll try to do. Would people be interested in the beginning of Seder?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do something?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we'll do that.
I finished my Mishnah.